Matthew chapter 9. We have not yet recorded the first bit of this chapter. You can find those stories in Mark 2, verse 1 to 22, and 5, verse 21 to 43. Jesus made two blind men see again. Matthew chapter 9, verse 27.
Jesus was walking along, and two blind men followed him. They kept on shouting to him,
"You belong to David's family, and you are the special man that God promised to send. Please feel sorry for us and help us."
Jesus went into a house, and the blind men went to him. He asked them,
"Do you believe that I can make your eyes good so you will see again?"
The men said,
"Yes, sir, we believe that you can do that."
Then Jesus touched the men's eyes and said,
"You believed in me, so you will see again."
Then straight away, those men could see again. Jesus told him strongly,
"Don't tell anybody about this."
But they went away and told everybody in that country that Jesus made their eyes better.
Jesus forced the bad spirit out of a man that couldn't talk. Matthew chapter 9, verse 32.
Jesus and his followers started to walk along the road away from that place. Then some people brought a man to Jesus that had a bad spirit living inside him, so he couldn't talk. Jesus said to that bad spirit,
"Get out of this man."
Then the bad spirit went out of that man and he started to talk. Everybody there was very surprised. They said,
"Nothing like that ever happened before in our country called Israel."
We have not yet recorded the next bit. You can find those stories and messages in Mark 1, verse 14 to 15, and 1, verse 39, and 3, verse 22. And 6, verse 34. Jesus needs workers. Matthew chapter 9, verse 37.
Jesus said to his followers,
"Lots of people need to hear about me. They are ready to listen, but nobody is telling them. They are like a big crop of food plants on a farm that are ready for the workers to get their seeds for food. But there are only a few workers. The farmer needs a lot of workers to bring all those seeds into the shed. And in the same way, I need a lot of workers to tell people about me and bring them to God. So you have to ask God to send more workers out to tell everyone about me, just like the farmer has to ask for more workers for his crop."